This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, good morning. And welcome to The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry-Kallis. It is great to be talking to you on a Tuesday. And it's especially great to be talking to you because the Pirates are on another streak. But this one's the good one. They're winning. They've won three in a row. They won the first game of a three-game series against the Los Angeles Angels of Anaheim. And the offense did enough. I'll explain what I mean by that. You're welcome to call in at any time, 412-928-9370. I got a couple things on my mind today. We'll see if we can get to them all in this jam-packed half hour of Harry-Kallis talking to you about mostly baseball. Some football, though. I do have some football things on my mind. So if you're in a Steelers mood or a Pirates mood, call me, 412-928-9370. You can also talk to me on X at Kallis_33, that's CALLAS_33. I also have a surprise for you today in my headlines. I'm not going to explain exactly what it is, but if you listened to the show yesterday, you might be able to guess. But I won't do that until the Fan Morning Show main begins, so just stay tuned for my little surprise during the show, a little gimmick I'm going to have for at least the next week, and then we'll see if it... It catches on. But anyway, Pirates, they win. Mitch Keller, complete game. Not a shutout, but hey, complete game. You don't see those as much anymore, so when you see one, you get excited. And the way the Pirates have been managing pitching in April, you're especially excited. You're like, woo, yes. It's possible. You can have a guy go a complete game. Now, I get it. Jared Jones, younger guy. They want to protect him, whatever. Again, I haven't been a huge fan of that explanation, but still, they let Mitch Keller pitch a complete game. Edward Olivares, grand slam, the only offense that the Pirates needed in the game because the Angels only scored one run. And so this is how, I mean, hitting a baseball is not simple. The game of baseball is not simple. But to oversimplify it, I mean, this is how basic it can be. One big hit, two big hits in a game can change the directory. This is what happens in the morning, just words get mixed. Can change the trajectory of a game. One or two big hits. I think it was clear that the Pirates were not doing well hitting with runners on base in the month of April, and that's why they were only scoring one, two runs a game. Sometimes all it takes, though, is that one big swing with runners on base. I think sometimes when we get lost in critiquing the team and we get lost in what games are supposed to look like, I mean, sometimes we're like, yeah, everybody should be mashing home runs and, you know, and there should be hits aplenty and this team should be scoring 8 to 10 runs a game. And that's not always the case. Sometimes with the bases loaded, just get a big knock. You know, put the ball in play, send it to the outfield, whether it's soft or hard contact, and bring some runs home. Now, Olivares hit one beyond the boundaries of the field. and got to bring four runs home. That can be a big hit, too. You've got an opportunity with the bases loaded to drive in some runs, and you got Olivares who hits a grand slam. Yeah, that's fine. That's fine, too. That could also be a big hit in the offense that you need to generate. As you should win more often than not if you're scoring four runs a game. So I think that that changed my perspective a little bit just as I kind of thought about it, and I wanted to relay that to you guys because it can be that easy. It can be that basic to understand. It's not always about every player contributing all the time. Now, we want to see more consistent results, but sometimes you just need to get runners on the base paths and then have that one hitter come up big. If they can do that more often and not leave runners on base and not run themselves on the bases out of innings, then they should be fine against opponents more often than not, no matter how good a team is. I think the Orioles demonstrated, or the series against the Orioles demonstrated that for the Pirates, where they put the ball in play and they came through with runners on base. And they were able to win that series. And they put a ball in play at the end of the game that forced the Orioles to make an error. And they ended up winning the series. And then some of the other games that they've won, it's just coming through in those big moments. And it seemed like more often than not, they weren't coming through. And that's why they weren't scoring very much. And they were losing more often than winning. I'm on the mentality bandwagon here that it is a long season. And I'll still maintain that you don't want to get hung up too much on losses. They were getting a little streaky with the losses there, which did warrant some concern. But if they play like this, and they just come through in those situations where runners are on base, I mean, they can win more often than not. And Mitch Keller pitches like he did there. Complete game, one run. I think he gave up five hits. Yeah, that's what you want. That's the type of quality start or perhaps above average start that you want to see from a guy like Mitch Keller. Especially after an offseason where you trusted him with a bigger contract. So I'm good with it. And then the second thing about the Pirates I want to bring up. So this is a win. Now, I've heard this argument before, and I hope that you don't hold that argument, but a big argument that I've heard is the Pirates are beating bad teams, blah, 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 blah. Maybe the Rockies and the Angels aren't the best of teams, not the best gauge of competition. Yes, and also, it's not necessarily a bad thing. When the Pirates play a team that's weaker, you would expect that the Pirates are going to win. And so I think that when they do win the games that they're supposed to win, it just helps them throughout the season because they're not going to fall behind. I mean, we've seen in previous seasons that they have lost to teams that they really shouldn't have lost to. Beating teams like the Rockies and the Angels and meeting that expectation, that's important. And I think sometimes it gets underrated and pushed, you know, under the narratives, under the popular talking points because, you know, sometimes we get a little pessimistic, sometimes we get a little worried. I know that we're all craving a successful Pirates team and craving, you know, Bucktober again. So I think that's a fair assessment, but like at the same time too, though, appreciating the games that they are supposed to win, I think is equally as important. You know, not to get too caught up sometimes in our pessimistic side. If the Pirates can win at least two or three against the Angels, it's a good start back into hopefully some consistency. And then the big series coming up, multiple series coming up against NL Central opponents, maybe they can use some of that momentum to get into the these next few series. But collect some wins, beat the teams you're expected to beat. And then have some excitement going into the games that really matter and really impact your division standings. Not to get too ahead of things, but a good showing against the Cubs, Brewers, and then Cubs again could really set the Pirates back into a favorable position in the standings. It's still early, but winning more often than not in these upcoming NL Central division games is going to be crucial to set the Pirates up in favorable position in the standings to go down the middle point of the season. So beating the Rockies in a series, important. Getting game one against the Angels, I think important, a good tone setter. All it takes is that one big hit, though, and that's something that I want to stress. All it takes, it doesn't have to be home run after home run after home run. Sometimes with the bases loaded, you got to hit a grand slam, right? And Olivares did that for the Pirates. Sometimes you need to trust your starting pitcher to go into the eighth or ninth inning, especially your veteran guys. And that's what you like to see. It doesn't have to be overcomplicated. It's a simple concept. I understand, again, hitting a baseball is difficult. You know, the pressure of facing a pitcher who throws hard is a difficult task. I understand that. But as the professional hitters, hitting with those runners in scoring position, not even grand slams, just getting hits with runners on base and being able to produce runs and putting up more than 1 to 2 runs on a consistent basis is important. Maybe Derek Shelton has blind faith in his team, which is fine in some regard. Maybe he is just calm and he understands that the lows will be met with highs coming up soon because his team's good enough. Sure. I mean, either way, right now they're doing well. And I will still take it one game at a time. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show. Give me a call, 412-928-9370 is the phone number. You can also talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33 if you have any comments that you want to make, if you have any discussion points you want to bring up with the Pirates, however much faith you have in them, how you feel about their last few games here. Give me a call, 412-928-9370. And again, you can talk to me on X at Callis underscore 33. Coming up next, I want to talk about Derek Shelton's comments that I think were done before yesterday's game from the timestamp that I saw, and I didn't see them until I was scrolling through X yesterday, and I stumbled upon them about Paul Skeens and I guess the speculation that he is going to come up to the major leagues. Derek Shelton had something to say. I want to talk about Shelton's comments, what they could mean, if he was truthful in what he was saying, or if he was just providing another screen to the media and the fans. And also, if Paul Skeens were to come up, who gets taken out of the rotation? There's one player that I forgot that I actually might take out of the rotation instead of the guy that I mentioned yesterday. We'll talk about that next. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis. This is the Fan Early Morning Show on Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan. This is The Fan Early Morning Show. My name is Nicholas Harry Callis, and this Fan Morning Show, The Fan Early Morning Show, is for the average Joe. And when the average Joe wants to shop like a pro, the average Joe can go to CGR Wholesale, the Fan Early Morning Show sponsor. And now Fan Weather is brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. Spring into adventure. Great incentives through May 31st on the 2024 Trailblazer and Equinox. You can go to sunchevy.com. Today, high of 77, low of 58. Partly cloudy throughout the morning, 55% chance of rain all throughout the day, and then tomorrow, high of 80 degrees and a low of 63 with clear skies expected. And then over the weekend, it's going to get cold and it's going to get rainy, so yikes to that. Look out for that that weather. Fan Weather brought to you by Sun Chevrolet. All right, again, my name is Nicholas Harry Callis. Hello and welcome. Very early in the morning we are, but we talk sports round the clock here, so let's dive into the day. The Pirates won against the Angels 4-1 yesterday. Olivares grand slam propelled the Pirates offense, and Mitch Keller batting down the hatches with a one-run complete game thrown, the second of his career. So that's exciting. It's good. And the Pirates won 3 in a row. You know what that means? They're on a winning streak, officially. Yeah. I'm happy about this. I'm happy that the Pirates are starting to do better. They had a rough second half of April, maybe even a little sooner than that. They went on a rough stretch there where they were struggling to score. And it seems now that whatever's going on, maybe it's fixed, maybe not. I still worry about some of the better teams that they may play coming up later in the year. And this more recently, let me start that over. That was not a proper sentence. They've got a series coming up against two division opponents that will span over 3 separate series. This one's going to worry me a little bit because the Brewers and Cubs, they are right now pretty proficient teams. And I hate using the word the Pirates have their first real test, or they have a big test coming up, because there's no more tests, I think, once you get into May. You have an identity by the time May rolls around. I give it the 40-game bar. And so I don't want to call it a test, but it's a crucial series. It's a crucial collection of series coming up for this Pirates team. So I worry because the competition, I think, is going to get better, and seeing how the Pirates respond is something that gives me a little bit of angst. But winning the games that they're supposed to win, not dropping games against weaker teams like the Rockies and the Angels, to me, that is important. To have the ability to win those games. Now, the first game of the Rocky series was frustrating. The second game might have been a little bit. But they pulled out wins. They did well enough to win those games. And they had a pretty secure win backed by Mitch Keller's complete game yesterday that could be confidence-inspiring. But take these next two games into account. Absorb them. Appreciate them. Hopefully the Pirates win and you can appreciate them more than the losses if they were to come. But based on yesterday, I mean, that's just what the Pirates have to do, is get those hits with runners in scoring position, and they'll be fine. And again, whether it's one big hit, which is a grand slam, whether it's a couple hits over a couple separate spread out innings, whatever the case may be, just get the runs in when you got runners on base. Drive those runs home. Don't leave so many runners on base. I think that's been a key for them in winning the third game of the series against the Rockies and winning this first game against the Angels here to start this week. 412-928-9370. I got a few more minutes left, so if you want to get a phone line at any time, you're welcome to. And again, you can talk to me on X at Callas underscore 33. That's C-A-L-L-A-S underscore 33. So we were talking about who, if Paul Skeens were to come up, who would be taken out of the rotation for the Pirates. And in my head, I was trying to remember. I'm like, who's in for Marco Gonzalez now? Forget. And then I was reminded later in the day. I was like, oh, yeah, Quinn Priester's in the rotation now. Because he's started a game recently. I think he's going to start in this series, if I'm correct as well. But, yeah, I forgot Quinn Priester was in the rotation. And so that begs, a good question. Because I think Bailey Falter is the guy that kind of gets your first thought into who should be taken out of the rotation for Skeens. Because Bailey Falter, you didn't expect Bailey Falter to come in here and be, you know, this great pitcher. Now, he's come in and given you opportunities to win when he's been on the mound more often than not this season, which is great. But he's just the guy you think, like, oh, we didn't expect him to be here, and nobody expected him to do well, so he's kind of the afterthought, like, yeah, take Falter out of the rotation. But the more I think about it, Quinn Priester, I don't know. I don't know about him being in the rotation. He has not inspired too much confidence since he's been up in me. And so maybe I would consider sending him down or just taking him out of the rotation as opposed to Falter based on the reputation Falter has now established this season. Now, you want to have more confidence in Priester, though, because he was one of your top draft picks, and you want him to bounce back and get it together. Maybe Falter's earned enough of a reputation here that he gets to stay in the rotation. Now, I also heard some speculation, too, that the Pirates, or I guess just Major League Baseball thoughts in general for certain teams, would consider a six-man rotation, which I think would be an interesting thought. And in a perfect world, yeah, it'd be great to rotate six guys through the rotation. I don't know if that's necessary. And I want Paul Skeens, if he's up in the rotation, to pitch every fifth day. Unless they don't think he's ready and they got to check boxes and, you know, box checks and checks and boxes. And yes, you know, Ben Jarrington says that all the time. We got to check the boxes. Well, maybe Paul Skeens needs to come up and pitch every sixth day to check more boxes and then establish that he's ready in their eyes with the box checking to be able to pitch every fifth day. But I want my starters to pitch every fifth day if they're up here. Now, again, if they want to develop the younger guys and have them pitch on a longer rest schedule, I mean, that's whatever. I'm not totally opposed to it. But, yeah, Priester's on my list of one of the two guys I would consider taking out of the rotation if Skeens were to get caught up. Now, Derek Shelton talked yesterday and seemed like he said, well, we haven't figured it out yet. There's a lot of speculation going on around there, but we haven't figured it out yet, so I don't know how, you know, anybody else can figure it out because everybody seems like they have it figured out, but we don't have it figured out. You know, mentioned that over and over again. So maybe they don't have it figured out. Maybe he's not coming up at the end of this week, and if he doesn't, I'll sadly, well, not sadly, I like seeing my sister in Maryland, but I won't get to go to a baseball game and see his debut at least this weekend, which would make me sad because I kind of got excited for that. Shelton said, it's just speculation. I don't know. We just got to wait and see.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.